This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. 2 weeks ago, when the new HBO series The Sopranos was about to premiere, our TV critic David Bianculli was ready and eager to come in and give the show a rave review. But a storm hit the East Coast and that review got snowed out. Now that the roads are clear, David's here to give it another go, a bit belatedly, but no less enthusiastically.
It's still not too late to discover The Sopranos and hop along for the first great TV treat of the new year. Only two episodes of this weekly series have been shown so far by HBO. If you start watching this Sunday night with episode 3, you'll be up to speed in no time. All you need to know, really, is that James Gandolfini stars as Tony Soprano, a Jersey mob boss who's under pressure, not just from rival mobsters, but from his own colleagues and family. In fact, he's under such pressure that he's blacking out from anxiety attacks. That's led him to see a psychiatrist, played by Lorraine Bracco. He hated going at first, but by Sunday's episode, he's warming up a little to both the idea and the psychiatrist. He's even spending time in her waiting room, analyzing the paintings there.
What's that, a trick picture out there?
Which?
The barn. And the old tree all rotted out inside.
It's just a picture I bought, I remember in a little gallery in Provincetown.
That is a special made psychological picture. Like that what do you call a test? The Korshak.
You think I want to trick you?
Oh, no.
What does that picture say to you?
It says, hey, asshole, we're from Harvard, and what do you think of this spooky, depressing barn and this rotted out tree we put here?
It's depressing and scary to you?
Not to me. But it's got that built right into it.
The Sopranos also features Edie Falco from HBO's Oz as Tony's wife, and the acting debut of Stevie Van Zandt from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, almost unrecognizable with slick-backed hair as Silvio, one of Tony's loyal henchmen. But along with Gandolfini and Bracco, the best performance in The Sopranos comes from Nancy Marchand, who plays Tony's mother. In Lou Grant, Marchand was elegant as Mrs. Pynchon. In The Sopranos, she's like a foul-tempered Italian version of Edith Bunker. And so mean, even a gift from her son is taken as an insult.
What's that?
CD player.
For who? For me?
Yeah.
I don't want it.
You know, you love music. All the old stuff's being reissued on CD. All your old favorites. Pajama Game, Connie Francis. Here. Come on. Come on, move around a little bit. It's good for you. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh,
come on. Mind, need something to occupy your mind. When Dad died, you're going to do all kinds of things.
Oh, he was a saint.
Yeah, I know he was. But he's gone. You're going to travel. You're going to get a volunteer job. You've done nothing.
Stop telling me how to live my life. You just shut up.
I just worry about you.
And don't start with that nursing home business again.
It's not a nursing home. How many times do I got to say this? It's a retirement community. You're with active seniors your own age. You go places. You do things.
Oh, I've seen these women in these nursing homes, in these wheelchairs, babbling like idiots. Here, eat your eggplant.
I told you, I already ate lunch.
Why, after the Godfather movies and Goodfellas and Casino, does anyone need to watch another mob drama? The Sopranos answers that question with every scene. Its comedy is very dark, its drama very real, its characters very surprising. And, like Oz and the Larry Sanders Show, this is another HBO series where the freedom of cable, in terms of language and content, pays off big time.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.